Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Usually it's two times a day President Trump gets to campaign just a little bit. And he did that earlier today outside a courtroom in New York City.
And I'm going to go into the icebox now and sit for about 8 hours or 9 hours. I'd much rather be in Georgia. I'd much rather be in Florida. I'd much rather be in states that are in play, states that, I'd like to be able to campaign. Biden's out campaigning. If you go out campaigning, he can't campaign because every time he opens his mouth, he gets in trouble.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, but this president, the former president, is getting fined now by the judge in that case for violating the gag order. Will Scharf back with us this afternoon, former federal prosecutor. He's a candidate for attorney general of Missouri, of course, and a member of the president's legal team. Will, so let's start kind of with the gag order here and what's happening. What the judge fined him $9,000 today?
That's right. Judge Mershon said that President Trump was in violation of the gag order with some posts that he put up on Truth Social, most of which were actually just reposting things that other people had already said. And he fined the president $9,000 for that. We've said from the start that this gag order is wildly unconstitutional. It's even more unconstitutional than the gag order we mostly successfully fought in Washington, D.C. last year. We're continuing to challenge the gag order itself. We currently have an appeal before the New York Appellate Division on that, and we're still hoping for a ruling there. But in the meantime, this unconstitutional prior restraint on President Trump's core First Amendment speech continues, and it's just absolutely outrageous.
Will, what is specifically and technically a violation of this gag order? So when he comes out and he says things, as I mentioned, a couple of times a day, I'm guessing some of it might potentially violate the gag order and some of it doesn't. So what is the judge citing specifically?
So the gag order prohibits us from speaking in certain ways about certain categories of people. So we're not allowed to talk about members of the prosecution team other than Alvin Bragg, the district attorney himself. I can't get into the reasons why that's a very problematic restriction for us without actually violating the gag order, which
right.
Shows you how absurd it is. It also prohibits us from talking about witnesses in a way that might speak to their potential testimony in this case. Now, that's problematic because a number of the witnesses here have actually been very publicly attacking President Trump constantly. You know, President Trump's a defendant, but he's also a candidate for office. And the First Amendment, the absolute core of the First Amendment, is political speech, is electioneering speech. The idea that you would impose a prior restraint on President Trump's ability to even say anything in response to those sorts of statements is crazy in terms of the First Amendment, in terms of the way the courts have always interpreted the First Amendment. This is the first time in American history that we've had gag orders upheld against a candidate for any public office, much less president of the United States of America. So it's pretty ridiculous. As I said, we're continuing to challenge it. We have very strong grounds to challenge it. But in the meantime, President Trump is restricted from what he can say. I will say there was sort of a glimmer of hope that Judge Mershon realizes how overbroad the gag order is. In his order today, he actually referenced some of these statements that potential witnesses or likely witnesses had made out of court and said that they were effectively using this gag order as a sword, not a shield, and that if they continued to do that, he might reconsider the scope of the gag order. He might make it, you know, not unilateral, not just applying to us. So that was a hopeful indication there. But it's just absolutely insane that President Trump can't vigorously campaign for office on issues of tremendous public importance because this judge decided to restrict his speech.
On the trial itself, and we'll try to see if we can do this without violating the gag order. I think it was Turley last week, Jonathan Turley, who said that essentially Donald Trump is on trial. And I guess Michael Cohen is going to testify about Donald Trump. And essentially, he's being tried for doing what Michael Cohen told him to do, right? When it came to the payment. Can you address that issue? Isn't that accurate?
Yeah. So it's even worse than that. It's really important to focus on what this case is actually about. We hear it referred to as a hush money case constantly. A lot of the testimony that's happened in court so far has been around, the National Enquirer and a catch and kill and all this other stuff. At the end of the day, this case is about business records. Were President Trump's personal business records accurate, or were they fake and made with an intent to defraud? So there's that crucial intent aspect of this as well. Now, when you look at the records in question, what we're talking about is records that reflected payments made to Michael Cohen, who was one of President Trump's personal attorneys, as legal retainer payments. Those records were in President Trump's personal ledger. They weren't made by President Trump. President Trump was in the White House. These were records being made by a mid-level Trump Organization official in New York. The whole case itself, the very basis of this case, just doesn't make any sense and isn't backed up by the facts. And I think that's going to continue coming out in court as we continue proceeding through trial. And we've said from the start that if the jury approaches this case in a fair and impartial way, there's just absolutely no way they can vote to convict President Trump, because he actually did nothing wrong here. There was no crime. There was just nothing behind this. And it's just outrageous that he's being pulled off the campaign trail to
answer for these
bogus charges.
It's just ridiculous. Now, Will Sharpe is here, former federal prosecutor. He's running for AG of Missouri. Let me shift you to immunity. Were you in the Supremes in the room last week when that case was being argued?
Yeah, so John Sauer, my colleague, argued it. I was in the second seat. It's a case that, you know, we've been working on for a very long time, really going back to last summer for the president when we first filed a motion to dismiss in district court and then took it up through the circuit. And it was great to finally be at the Supreme Court. And we had a really great day. I think the justices were pretty well disposed to view things along the lines of how we've suggested they should view them. I think they're very nervous about the ramifications for the presidency, not just, you know, a current president or President Trump or anybody like that, but the office of the presidency itself, the institution, if they don't recognize a pretty vigorous doctrine of presidential immunity here. So we think arguments went great. We're excited for the judgment to come down probably in June. And I think it's going to end up being an important blow against these Jack Smith, I think Biden originated prosecutions into President Trump.
One part that I was confused about, and I think it was Justice Sotomayor, was asking a question about whether or not if it was Donald Trump or somebody else, that's why this is so important, because there's implications for the future, wanted to take out one of his political rivals, would that be covered under immunity? And I thought that the argument on the Trump team was, well, potentially, depending on the example. That seemed odd to me, because the question I thought was posed as a political rival, not a foreign leader who's a rival. Can you clarify that at all, Will?
So what they were trying to get at is if a president does something particularly dastardly, if he has one of his political rivals assassinated by the military, or if he orders a coup d'etat, would presidential immunity still apply? And the answer to that is actually probably yes, that if the president is using the official powers of his presidency to do something wrong, then we believe that immunity does apply the same way it does in the civil context. Now, the key thing to note, though, is that our constitutional system has very powerful structural checks designed to prevent exactly that sort of thing from happening, structural checks that have been effective throughout the entire American Republic, which is why we haven't seen coup d'etats. We haven't seen these sorts of things happen. Criminal prosecution has never been considered a safeguard there, or something that, you know, would restrain the president in a meaningful way. No president has ever been criminally prosecuted for his official acts in office before. So our answer to that is those sorts of things wouldn't happen for any number of very, very good reasons. Absent impeachment and conviction, you just can't prosecute a president for his official acts in office. That's what our Constitution dictates. That's been legal process through that's been the law, we believe, for the entirety of the American Republic. And it's only now with these political prosecutions into President Trump that Jack Smith and his team are trying to break down that barrier.
Good clarification. I'm glad I asked the question. Will Scharf, awesome to have you back on here. Good luck with everything. We're getting closer to a primary election in August, aren't we? We'll talk soon. We'll see you soon, hopefully. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.